go. It's Brian Garrity, and welcome to our Hump Day Wednesday Lifestyles with Brian Garrity. We have an exciting show here for you today. We're on ESPN 1700 AM. Folks that may be in the office that want to listen online, you can go to www.sandiego1700.com. And we've got another exciting show today. I'm excited. We actually have a caller that's coming. She's a website, graphics, social media. She's an amazing, amazing professional. Susan Finch, are you with us?
I sure am, Brian. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course, of course. And we have another uber-talented gentleman that I just had the pleasure of getting to know on short notice. So that's, you know, sometimes that's the best time. And his name is Ron Nash. He has written more than one book, but I know you've written Leveraging LinkedIn. And I'll be the first person to admit I'm not the most adept at social media. I'm old school networking dinosaur kind of
guy.
We
need him.
Yes, and so that's why we have Sue as well. She's really been giving me a boot camp in terms of Facebook, getting my website rolling, stuff that I had
giving
in place.
Giving you a boot just to get you going.
What's that?
Giving you a boot just to get you going.
And it's got to be a big boot, too. So we've got it, but just getting it started, getting the process going is daunting. So I told you on the phone, Ron, that I have a LinkedIn profile. I have people send connections. I accept them. Sue's helped me. We're at the very, very beginning of retooling it. But, you know, the Facebook for Dummies, Windows for Dummies, et cetera. And, of course, our stunning, not to change subject, but our stunning co-host is also here, Dr. Angela Moskowitz. You look beautiful
Hello.
In that red dress, my darling.
Thank you, sir.
Ooh, right? So, Ron, we're excited to have you. Ron, it's a privilege as well. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
There you go. So talk to us about LinkedIn in general. We'll talk about social media, all that other stuff.
Okay.
We only have an hour. Hour flies by. We talk about a lot of stuff on this show. You know, Sue's come up with a great – she's very good at helping edit the verbosity down. We've come up with a good tagline. And it's, what will he say next? You guys like it?
I like it.
Okay. I think it works. It works.
Apropos.
There's been some outrageous things that we've talked about. We've had some great things happen. And Sue's going to be participating. I'm sure I'm in the hot seat today, which I already feel it warming up.
It's okay. You can do it.
Yeah, but with Ron and Sue as a combo, I might have to run out of the studio, which is scary.
There will be a LinkedIn test.
You didn't give me any advance notice about that. Okay, so let's talk about your book, Leveraging LinkedIn. Talk about LinkedIn in general. Kind of want to get Sue's perspective on LinkedIn. And let's just start and get people rolling with this. We've got a lot of people out there, whether you're a business owner.
Correct.
And the thing that I think people don't understand is they assume that LinkedIn is something that only business owners or self-employed.
Or job seekers, et cetera. I'll tell you right now, those are all true, but unfortunately it's a way of keeping people from utilizing the tool. I started on LinkedIn many moons ago as a business development tool. I was a headhunter at the time, and needless to say, finding people and talent was one of the things that I used it for. When it finally came on at about, I guess I paid attention about 2005, and I saw, wow, this is pretty cool. People tell you about themselves. They update their profiles. My Rolodex, where you scratch out the numbers, you know, like 20 or 30 times, that becomes really old.
Wait a minute. 2005? I'm beyond dinosaur. I'm for sure a relic now. Go ahead. I was thinking like, oh, it came in vogue 2009. Okay, go ahead. That tells you.
Officially 2003, they really made a splash. 2005, I jumped on and started sensing what it was about. And here it is, 2000. Well, we may as well say 13 because Christmas is really here, right?
That's right.
Oh, jeez. But what it really is, it's a Rolodex, except it's a Rolodex that updates itself, and you can kind of get a sense of who your audience is if they participate with it by the way they update their profiles, their pictures. They put their special interests on there, their businesses and so forth. So if I were prospecting to do anything, whether it was to figure out, maybe I sell paper for a living. Maybe it's a special flavor of toilet paper for a living. It doesn't matter, right? 200 million people on LinkedIn. Somebody is going to be interested in what I have. It's a great prospecting tool, and it allows me to build relationships before I even talk with them to do the research. And then it gives me a direct portal into their inbox. There's no better tool. It's way better than Facebook from a business perspective.
Well, that's
With that in mind, too, we always have to remind, especially the newbies to LinkedIn, this is not the place for your daily updates of what you had for lunch.
Right.
It's not Facebook.
Good point.
Here,
check out what I did. Oh, check out what I did. Check out what I did. Mm-hmm. It's still a community.
Right.
And people really get bored with the braggarts.
Right.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's a great point. So when we talk about social networks, Angie and I met in a social network a year-ish ago, and I I'm a fan of beauty, so it's like, okay, here's this beautiful woman, and she's always singing and hanging out. We're always having a good time, and her husband and my wife, and blah blah blah. But she's a part of a social community that I'm involved in, and it had to do with music. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until recently that I really got a sense of what she did.
Right.
We all have social networks. The only difference between Facebook, LinkedIn, and so forth is that those things have actually become something that we do online.
Mm-hmm.
How we interact in our social community, I don't go around in my community talking about everything I'm doing because people would get tired of it, similarly to what you're saying. So in our social networks, there is an etiquette just as there is in our own lives.
Sure.
And LinkedIn provides an opportunity specifically for professionals who want to network to do business together, no matter what it is. And job search is really business development, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I were looking for a job, which a lot of people use LinkedIn for job search, identifying target audiences or companies that may be a great place for me to sell my services is what I'm going to do first, mm-hmm. by identifying who the potential employer is or the business. And then I'm going to market my skills to them. And LinkedIn allows me to have an online profile that's much better than a resume because it's constantly online 24/7 so that when I'm sleeping, it can be working for me.
That's interesting.
The other part of that resume, though, too, is everybody's involvement. I'm going to be more apt to want to connect with or possibly hire somebody mm-hmm. that's involved in some industry-related groups that participates in conversations mm-hmm. so I can see
sure.
how they actually write, construct a sentence,
mm-hmm.
and would represent themselves. I mean, that's the other thing. I don't think, especially younger people coming up straight out of college or first time in the workforce, I don't think they understand how much we are judged by what we write.
You're hitting on a really interesting point here because I think dynamically what's happening from the Gen X, baby boom divide and whatever else is happening out there is my kids, needless to say, we brought some old school back in. So, they do some writing and we have special projects for them. They also enjoy, they're technology babies. They're growing up with the Apple products because Apple has made it super easy and friendly for us all to use them. I've noticed as I go out into schools, and I literally teach the LinkedIn subject in schools. I'll be at a high school tomorrow, by the way. But I've noticed that a lot of individuals use texting and technology, and there's a human divide between how we communicate now. And it's one important aspect that we stay cognizant of in terms of exercising that part of our human behavior. And I think it's up to us I'm at the tail end of the baby boomers. I can't say fully a baby boomer. But I think it's up to us to continue bridging the divide, making sure that we don't lose the human aspect of communication through modern social media online.
Right. Because I would say that I am a perfect example of...
To just rely on the online presence, Brian, yes, your ways might be a little archaic because you haven't brought in the new stuff with it. And I will say you're archaic sometimes. But you have the beautiful and tactful gift of gab and engagement.
Right.
And a lot of our younger folks coming up, they couldn't make eye contact with you if you were interviewing them to give them a fabulous job.
Right.
They don't even know how to carry on the conversation, engage, ask questions to show mm-hmm. their interest. They haven't been trained in that. I'm so glad you're going into the high schools. And speaking on LinkedIn, I know our school here, we do mock interviews for the same reason.
Do you want to talk about your high school
event
tomorrow? Because you are going into the high schools. You're doing some amazing things.
Yeah.
The show is very supportive of well, just all different types of communities. But a community that we're very concerned about, as you know, are the
children.
Students, the children, bullying, which we'll cover again. We've had a heavy show on
teen empowerment. Absolutely.
But empowering it. You know, and in full disclosure, I've known Susie or Sue Finch since we were 11 or 12 years old. So, at 47.
She knows the good.
She does.
Sure.
And the website that's going to be unveiled that she's done for Big Daddy Radio, she wrote just a story on it that everyone that's seen it has loved it. You did an amazing job with it. But it really would give an interesting background about me from your, what a core being at 12 to 47. How you still are that core person. And I think where I have the biggest trouble, and I've been a big dinosaur about all the social media, all the LinkedIn, all the Facebook, is I just felt like I'm certainly not part of the old guys network, but just that interaction, that you know, everything's gone to texting and email, and for people that you don't like, that's awesome. Or people you want to avoid, it's made it very easy to avoid. So, you know, sometimes when it's hard to deliver news, that to me is still
helpful.
I'm totally 150% that needs to be done in person,
sure.
Not via text message or email.
Oh, good,
but it's very easy to hide behind those things.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
I want to use LinkedIn. You know, I'm a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. That's my number one thing, day job. I love the media. Are you kidding? If I could have a to-do over, what I have struggled through to try to get my own talk show or do my own thing. But we're here, and part of what I've always wanted to do is happening. And I want to talk about when we get back from break, because people don't understand. For those of you who are dream seekers, for those of you who have the career that you want to seek, that you think you can attain, this is another important component as well. So we're going to hit about the schools. We're going to hit more about LinkedIn. We're going to talk more to Sue when we come back. She's a character. And believe me, she hammers me every time when I'm using poor Mary Jean Giotta. She was our English teacher in 9th, 10th, whatever grades. And boy, would she be rolling over. I do always put the apostrophe when it's plural. I apologize. She's hammered me multiple times about it. Boy, would Mrs. Giotta be having an attack or what?
But let's leave the rolling over for when they die, okay? She's still very much alive, thank you.
Well, we'll be back, my darling.
Good
we'll
point.
Be back. Okay, hang in there, folks.
The best part about being smarter than everyone else is that we don't have to listen to all the talking heads. We don't have to listen to all the rumors and all the graybeards who think they know how this stuff really works. The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235, or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. Are you looking to buy a new or used car? Would you like to get a special deal just for listening to the show? All you have to do is go to bestcardealsandiego.com and get connected with my friends at Toyota of Escondido. I guarantee you get a great deal and walk away happy. They'll give you the most for your trade and the lowest price for your new or used car purchase. They have a 12.5-acre facility, so finding the perfect car is easy. By the way, they can finance anyone. If you've had a bankruptcy, short sale, foreclosure, even a repossession, everyone walks away happy at Toyota of Escondido. Just go to bestcardealsandiego.com today. That's bestcardealsandiego.com. Toyota of Escondido is a family-owned and operated company, so you can support the local community, get treated the way you deserve, and ultimately get the best car deal in San Diego. Go to bestcardealsandiego.com right now. That's bestcardealsandiego.com. And get the best possible deal on a car in San Diego today. BestCarDealSanDiego.com.
The new CBO from McDonald's. A delectable convergence of three...
Tremendous!
Delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken Sandwiches. So what are these three...
Tremendous!
Toppings. The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Get ready for the new chocolate chip frappe from McCafe with a decadent blend of mocha and caramel.
Like that.
And chocolate chips blended right in, giving you bits of chocolate chips in every sip.
Really like that.
All topped with whipped cream and a double drizzle of chocolate and caramel.
Love that.
The new chocolate chip frappe from McCafe. Here for just a limited time.
Wait, I don't like that.
Seriously, it's only here.
Don't say it.
For a limited time.
Oh, you said it.
The simple joy of the perfect sip. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Hi, it's The Herd. I love business. And I believe to be successful in business, you need to be able to meet with your team regularly. I do. Whenever you need to, wherever you are. Discuss plans, share ideas, bring them to life. But with clients and colleagues working from different offices or on the go, meeting face-to-face often impossible. That is, unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces, and I have. The powerful way to meet and collaborate with your team online. This is how business works effectively. With GoToMeeting with HD Faces, it gives your team the ability to share screen time, making it easier to be on the same page. And when you meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. So easy to join, so easy to launch from anywhere. Try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. It's Brian Garrity. Happy Wednesday. You're at the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour on Big Daddy Radio, ESPN, 1700 AM. You can reach us at 619-399-3300. Again, 619-399-3300. If you have any real estate questions that you want to address, there's a number. Call us. You want us to list your house. You just have general questions. Call us. You want things addressed on the radio, call us. We're all about being open and calling us. And something interesting during the break, we see on Twitter that Sue and Ron have gone back and forth. And we were talking about LinkedIn prior to going to break, talking about Facebook, talking about Twitter. Now we're bringing up Twitter. But it, to me, it seems so overwhelming. But I want to, just to stay on point, in terms of LinkedIn and what you're doing with the high schools,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Talk to people. It's important because We're very much about empowering the kids today.
Sure.
Somebody has to be doing it.
Okay.
It's very scary times.
Absolutely. So I do work. I'm working with a group that's funded by the state who has contracted me and my company, Dream Job University, out to go into schools, specifically high schools, to stimulate entrepreneurship. And one of the thoughts is that we're going to find – in our future as America, we're going to find a lot of great ideas, the Steve Jobs, the Bill Gates, the mm-hmm. unsung heroes that you never hear their names mentioned, mm-hmm. who come up with ideas and applications and products and services that will be discovered through this venue. And so the state of California has actually empowered something called the Youth Entrepreneur Organization or Youth Entrepreneur Program to go out to high schools and set up different processes. One of the things we'll be doing tomorrow at Vista High in front of about 1,600 kids for 2 hours is entertaining them, number one, right? But the real outcome is to introduce them to some other ways of thinking. Not everyone's going to go to college. Right. Not everyone's going to go into the military. Not everybody's going to go get a job. There'll be a number of different things that happen. And so what we're doing is we're going out there talking about some different ideas. And from my perspective, what will happen is I'll talk about LinkedIn, professional networking, looking for ways to stimulate their thinking. We have a few business owners there. One of my friends who's a CEO for a game company that makes games on Facebook. He's done extremely well. There's a young franchise owner of a Chick-fil-A who's the youngest franchise owner in Chick-fil-A's history. There's someone from a beauty.
Don't talk to me about Chick-fil-A on this show. Wrong. Me. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So, I heard nothing.
Yeah. And so bottom line is what we're going to do is we're going to use entertainment. Some of the students are performing. I am going to be playing some guitar because I'm a rock star in disguise. But more importantly is we're talking about LinkedIn, networking, professional demeanor, and introducing ideas to help stimulate them, to have them think about other ways to focus their energies and to think about their future. And it's called taking charge of your future. So LinkedIn is one way to do it, because I think one of the challenges we all have, and I certainly did when I was young, is I have a lot of ideas, and what channels are open to me for exploiting my ideas? What if I said, hey, I have a great idea for an application where you walk into a grocery store, you click on this app, and it tells you the best product and the best discount, and it downloads a coupon from that manufacturer. Well, wow. Somebody actually did that through the Young Entrepreneur Program, and the Young Entrepreneur Program took that idea, put it into a business plan, and found angel investment. And it's all through the LinkedIn platform as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Sue, what do you think of that?
Oh, I think it's great. I have to go, though, with the kids and the graduates and young professionals. As much as, you know, I want to give them these tools, I think it starts even before that, though, because as soon as they dive into social media at all, they don't realize the impact that it has. When people are, you know, looking to hire somebody and they're looking at the LinkedIn, they're going to cross-reference onto Facebook, and they know ways to see your stuff that you think nobody else can see.
Right.
It can be found. And, you know, post in every drunk party that you go to with your buddies.
You're right.
Or girls, you know, letting their tatas hang out everywhere. You're not going to hire them, depending on the position, of course, but you're probably not going to hire them.
Right.
Are you talking about social media etiquette?
I don't think they realize that That's everything right. out of their mouth that they post, every photo comes back to haunt them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's some 40-year-olds that don't realize that,
absolutely.
Unfortunately.
No,
I see, and Sue and I have had this conversation about somebody that we've been to high school with that everybody can have their own ideology, et cetera, but sometimes, you know, look, what you're posting on there, people are seeing and reading, and I'm not saying censor yourself, but I am saying, sorry, at some point discretion does come in, and it needs to come into play. There needs to be some etiquette.
Well, I agree. Yeah. To address, hi, Susie. I know we haven't met. This is Angela. I am a child and teenage psychologist, and you're talking about the teenage brain, right? It's a unique, wonderful, and sometimes blindsided thing. I have three 15-year-olds. I have triplet 15-year-olds, and I'm living what you're talking about. They're good kids, but they don't oftentimes understand and realize the implications of what they're putting on Facebook. We've had many, many, many conversations at home about that. Despite that, again, there's this thing about the teenage brain, and it's actually biological. It's physiological. There is impaired judgment at this time. So I think we can't talk about it enough. We can't do enough to get them through this and past this. I'm not saying that adults are immune to this. I remember reading an article recently, I don't know who it was, but some woman, she was coming up for tenure, major university. She was frustrated with an administrator. She thought she was talking to a family member personally. Do you remember this article? It was horrible. And they were able to access that information, denied her tenure, and she got fired. Yes. It was horrific.
Oh, I see it all the time. And that's the problem, though. You're right. It's at any age this happens, but I have to admit that as people get to a certain age, they're not nearly as coachable.
I agree.
And the teens, I remember growing up, and my dad, you know, my parents are older. You know, Brian and I both had this.
But
my dad, he had lived his life pretty well before, you know, he was out there in the world. And he told me how things were. And when he would say, baby, you can never ride a motorcycle as long as you're living under this roof, baby, you can't do this, you can't do that. Anything he told me not to do and gave me, you know, examples, I never did it.
Right.
But he had to tell me. Whatever he didn't tell me not to do, I still did it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great. I look back and it's like, thank goodness he spoke up and
That's
it's encouraged
right.
me to give my kids examples. They might be ugly examples of things that have happened out in the world, but we read the paper every morning and we go through the stories.
And I don't think
you're so
one
right.
that would hold back. You know, you're talking about, and I sound like total, like archaic again, but I think if you could just really instill in kids, if every kid listened to their parent, can you imagine just how different society would be? And I'm not talking about some meth addicted, cracked out mom in a trailer. I'm talking about parents that are suitable, that are rearing their kids properly. I mean, just it would be such a different life. And like Sue's talking about, even back when she was growing up or we were growing up, getting the kind of love and nurturing from the parents that we had. Her parents were older. My parents had me when they were, you know, 40. And that brings it to a very different perspective.
True.
And back in the 60s, having a kid when you were 40 was a not something you were touting. Today, it's like no-brainer. People are talking about it. Although, you know, it's one of those things where nobody pays quite the same attention to. It had a different stigma
attached
to it back then. But going back to the LinkedIn and the networking.
Yeah, sorry, we got a little distracted there.
That's what we do on this show.
About.
It's okay.
That's what the show's about. That's what keeps the people tuned in. Yeah.
You actually brought up you brought up an interesting point regarding behavior of teenagers and, I guess, the prefrontal cortex and the development. It's where it is absolutely where we start creating judgment. Now, interestingly enough, is judgment is a behavior that has it's a learned behavior. So everything we do creates a brain synapse, right? So
right.
You do it enough times, and then you go, okay, now I have this down. And so we're still a developing brain in work, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And one of the things that I teach in schools and talking about LinkedIn and so forth is social media is extremely new to our society from the electronic perspective. And my kids don't automatically know. My daughter a few years ago got in some trouble texting with some of her friends, and they thought it was cute to create this – I guess it was almost like bullying because they came up with this funny joke that they played on a friend, and the friend didn't think it was funny and the parent didn't think it was funny.
Okay.
And at that point, you know what I did? I said –
powerful.
I said, all hands on deck. We're going over their house. And my daughter was like – so all parents went over, all the kids went over, and we talked about what it was. And you know what ended up happening? They had a new perspective of what it was to do such behavior. It happened twice, and it hasn't happened since. We're now many moons later. But it's almost like social media is when you give a child that, there's no rules for it, we're inventing the behaviors and teaching the etiquette as we go along.
Right.
Parents have to remain involved. Yeah. It's so funny. As they grow older, I think there's this illusion, they're becoming more independent. We're going to back off. Never more important than to stay involved at this time of their lives.
No, or to give that excuse, I don't understand how that works.
Oh,
if I
my
hear
gosh.
One more adult tell me, oh, no, I don't get all that stuff, all that computer stuff. Well, you're choosing not to.
That's right.
And that's a really poor excuse to stay disconnected. It's your easy out.
Yeah. And that's the reason we're here. We're here to give information where we can. But I will tell you that the scary thing, before we go to break, there's nothing like being a 15-year-old, whether you're popular, whether you're the cheerleader, like Sue was, or student body president, like I was, whatever. To be walking down a corridor and have somebody say, hey, fag, behind you.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you're 16 years old is crippling.
Heartbreaking.
It's crippling. And looking back, you know, 30 years later, I understand how crippling. That's not changed. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's changed now is you have people that can hide behind the power of the internet and get some really ugly things out there, which have caused people to kill themselves. Again, we're going to get off track about bullying because I'm very passionate about it.
Do we have two more hours ahead of us?
I know. But we need to hit it because we've got to keep it out there.
Yeah.
We need people to know. When we come back, we're going to talk about me being a dinosaur with LinkedIn because I know – you people that are listening, come on, step up to the plate. Don't be acting like I'm the only one that doesn't get it. But Sue's helped get me in line, and we're having a ball having her with us. We have our regular co-host, Dr. Angie Moskowitz, and Ron Nash, LinkedIn extraordinaire, Dream Job University, just very impressive credentials. And I think all of us collectively are going to do some cool things. Stay tuned because we've got some exciting stuff when we get back.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the United States own mutual funds. It makes me wonder how many of these people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is willing to do a free risk cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, call the helpline today and get a free analysis so you can find out how much these investments are really costing you. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much? Dan will tell you this for free, and he'll also give you a risk analysis snapshot so you can find out if you're taking on more risk than you should be. Just call the helpline today at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
Pacific Coast Commercial is a San Diego commercial real estate and property management company. Are you a business owner looking for the perfect building to purchase or lease? Or a landlord tired of high vacancies and the day-to-day challenges of tenants and property management? Pacific Coast Commercial handles the sales, leasing, and property management of all asset types throughout San Diego County. Let us show you why Pacific Coast Commercial is the right choice for you. Call Vince today at 619-469-3600. That's 619-469-3600. Or PacificCoastCommercial.com.
Did you know Charles Lindbergh achieved the first solo flight across the Atlantic in 1927? Know what else? Elmer Drew opened Drew's Garage in La Mesa. 85 years family owned and operated. Come to Drew Ford in La Mesa. You'll find San Diego County's largest selection of new Fords by far. All Drew value discount priced every day. Check out Drew's entire inventory and ad specials at DrewFord.com today. So now, you know.
It all comes down to this. It's the 2012 NCAA Women's College Cup. Every shot, every goal, every last-minute save. Be there for it all at the 2012 NCAA Women's College Cup, November 30th and December 2nd at Torero Stadium in San Diego, California. Hosted by the University of San Diego. Experience it live. Visit ncaa.com/tickets and make a date with champions.
Warning, what you are about to witness is unlawful.
Moonshine is making a comeback now.
Sweet, that's what I'm talking about.
Wednesday on Discovery.
As long as I'm able and afraid, I'm going to make a little liquor.
We're brewing up a new season of Moonshiners.
I tend to be the guy that's always at the wrong place at the right time. Or the right place at the wrong time.
So watch responsibly.
Ain't nothing illegal till you get killed.
And get your shine on.
Let's celebrate.
Moonshiners. Season premiere Wednesday at 10, 9 central, only on Discovery.
You're not interested in impressing others, just yourself. You don't take shortcuts. Satisfying the status quo doesn't satisfy you. And, quite frankly, good enough is never enough. Now there's a work boot that shares your values. Irish Setter work boots. They're as hardworking and determined as you. Exactly what you'd expect from a revered brand with enduring heritage and pride in craftsmanship. New Irish Setter work boots by Red Wing Shoes. Field experienced, job ready.
Okay, folks, we're back. The Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour here on Big Daddy Radio, ESPN 1700 AM. Again, it's ESPN 1700 AM. If you have friends that want to listen to the show, we've got a great guest, Sue Finch, on with us today. And she's up in the Portland area, but it doesn't matter because Sue Finch Solutions is exactly that when it comes to web design, graphics, social media, etc. She's very masterful, and I've known her for since we were children, and so she has good stories that she could actually throw in. I'm going to have to try to censor. No, we don't censor. The good thing is we don't censor anything on this show. I mean, no holds barred. People know whatever.
Yeah.
And we have Ron Nash, who is, you're actually, you know, I like the fact that you're a rock star behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the talk show guy behind the scenes, but we all front, you know.
Sure.
I'll be that top dog real estate agent. You're amazing with the LinkedIn and the stuff that you do with this. And, of course, our co-host, the yin to my yang or whatever, Dr. Angela Moskowitz, who also, we're wishing Sue was here in the studio with us. She's feisty, this gal, let me tell you.
Yeah, she's got some energy. Hey, by the way, Angie's a rock star also, I got to tell you.
She's saying on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to come out and see her on the 17th when we do our performance. You got to come. You're invited.
Okay, 17th. That's right. We got to promote
17th, what, around 7 o'clock, 7:30?
7 o'clock, November 17th.
At Junkyard Grill in Oceanside.
Yeah, we're definitely
She's opening the show.
Okay, it's down. Sue, are you with us still?
Cause I sure am.
You see, we know that you've got that stick that you carry around. It's a very loving stick, but it's just, it's very much compliance, okay? So it's
But she's been good. It's
she's
good.
A great heart. You know, the one thing I love about her, she's got a great heart. And that, to me, is more important than, she's somebody that can tell me, and I don't feel sensitive about it. You know, like call you out and say, hey.
That's a good friend.
Bleep.
Yep.
I always say, to be honest.
Oh, God, and the stop that.
Drives her crazy. And if you step back and think about it, it's like, why do I need to disclaim? Like,
that's
what
right.
am I being? I mean, so we have a thing when we're talking, if I use any of these little catchphrases, where she'll just say, bleep. So thank you for that. I'm really working on it. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know what it is. I just... You know, I'm just
Susie, already. I really am. I always say,
because I'm not there with my stick.
I'm always say to my friends, it's like, and how long have I been, you know, have you been staring at me and talking with this big, huge piece of pepper between my two front teeth? It's like, if you're, you got to call me out. You got to let me know about these things.
She would tell you.
This is good.
No problem. The Big Daddy Radio website that we're getting ready to unveil is going to be amazing. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to go right with the show's theme. For those of you who've inquired, which little sidetrack, which we always do on the show, or else it wouldn't be the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour.
No.
You know, Sandra Bernhardt, who we just love like crazy. Mm-hmm. She's had some good tweets out there. But, you know, we're working to get her back on the show now that elections have passed. I'm sure we all have a bit of an election hangover.
Yep.
We don't talk politics, but I'm assuming for the most part from the people that are on this program, we can kind of assume or guess, but I guess you should never assume anything. Let's just say that it was nice to wake up this morning. That's all I'm going to say about it. Now I have all these Republicans in San Diego saying, who the hell do you think you are? And blah, blah, blah. And Obama's this.
That should get some phone calls.
Bite me.
That should get some phone calls.
I mean,
don't
seriously.
Don't sugarcoat it, Brian.
It's total crap.
Bring it on.
So, back to going on, Sue, and I know you being having known you, I'd be shocked if your opinion is contrary to what I'm talking about.
No, it isn't. But we do have a friend of ours that he's still in the race with Dan Lundgren for like 187 votes, and Lundgren won't concede to our friend Ami Berra.
Oh, interesting. This is somebody we went to high school with.
Dan Lundgren. Wow. So just telling Ami, hang in there, bud.
And he's up in Humboldt. Where are they at?
He's up in the Bay Area.
Bay Area, yeah. So someone that we went through school with, is he running for Congress, right? The House or Senate, you know?
The House, yep.
So Lundgren won't. Yeah, it's one of those things. All he has to do is hang in there. Let him know he has support from the Brian Garrity Lifestyle Show. We all go way back, and we all share different experiences. You know, LinkedIn, to me, I'm just going to say it again. I don't get it. I guess it's it's like an online resume. It's like a Rolodex for business. I still don't get it. Okay. I know there's other people that don't get it.
Be
me. Well, part of it, too, is, you know, what I've also noticed, jump in on this, I join groups, and so many of the groups abuse the groups where all you do is get spammed with their crud.
Self-serving
articles. There is no conversation going on. I'm constantly being bombarded. It feels like very tailored ads.
Sure.
Ron, do you know something about that?
You want to run from the group, and it gives LinkedIn a bad name.
Well, you know, so, and that's an interesting point. I think that they will give the group managers a bad name because those are usually open groups where they just let anybody in. Some of the private groups, because groups can be set for private, and what I've noticed from a group etiquette perspective is some of the industry groups that require that when you join them, they will look at your background. They have group rules of engagement. If you break those rules of engagement, you will get a warning typically, and if you break it again, they usually oust you from the group. So there are all types of groups on LinkedIn. The open groups where they just let anyone in, those are the ones where your non-LinkedIn aficionados who are going out to spam and try to sell things are in. The interesting thing about those individuals who spam is they don't know anything about social media selling. has.
Well, what is the? I don't get it. Like, Sue does. Sue gets it.
Well, they only have a last name that's an initial, and they have no face.
Right, yeah. There's, they have that little Windows person or whoever.
We're kindergartners.
It is. Put your damn photo on there.
No, nothing.
But, I'm to my network. I'm not going to add you to your, my network if you don't have a last name. If I don't know how I met you.
Right. It's where do all those. Oh, is that, I don't get There's it. Spammers. So explain, because look, you know, I'm barely dealing with LinkedIn. Sure. So we're talking about groups. You're way ahead of me there. But I get it. Speaking of spammers, I'll get all of this like, Carla L wants to add you to her network, and then I open it, and there's Carla L's tatas, and I'm like, oh, girl, you so hit the wrong email address. Not only ignore, but figure out how to fish, figure out how to filter better, sister. Figure it out.
You know what's really funny about that? Now, I got to tell you this, because you're hitting on an interesting point, okay, and it's no fault of LinkedIn or Facebook, because the other day I opened a Facebook invite, and there was a woman who had big tatas hanging out. I was like, okay, who the heck is this?
Well, at least you wanted to look. That's cool.
Well, certainly. Okay, I'm a guy. I'm going to look like, okay, what is this? But what I saw was it was a spammer, and it really what a lot of people are doing is anyone can put a picture up to a profile and have a group over in China or India spamming your profile, right? So the image of the individual who represents that profile, it doesn't take anything. There are a lot of people selling sex on LinkedIn and Facebook, et cetera, because when you build a profile, there's no verification. One of the most important things as a user yourself is it's important that you make sure you look at the profiles of who you accept to invite into your network. Now, once again, we're getting into etiquette in terms of how to behave responsibly. There's a strategy that I use, and I'm not going to get too deeply into this because what I'm going to encourage you to do at Dream Job University, I'm giving a free LinkedIn video course away for anybody who wants to go there. When I go into rooms, I usually ask this question.
No, wait. How are they going to get?
DreamJobUniversity.com.
And then what do they have to do when they get there?
Just when you get there, it's very simple. There is a box that says free LinkedIn profile training.
Okay, that was
sweet.
Good.
Thank you.
I can do that. I can do that. I can do that.
Yeah, and actually, so when you get there, when you get to Dream Job University, there are several ways there. There's an enrollment button. Click on that. There's a free training, and what it is I'm giving away a free LinkedIn video training that's about 11 videos. They're mini seminars. I created an online training that goes along with my book, and I pretended like I was teaching my 75-year-old mom how to use LinkedIn, but not just how to use LinkedIn, why to use LinkedIn.
Sure.
So it's all about the philosophy, the strategy, and tactically how you do it. That's what my course is about. It has over 80 how-to videos. And so what I do is when I go out into schools or whatever, one of the first questions I ask is, how many of you guys have Facebook profiles? Most of the people do, right?
Right.
Right.
How many of you have LinkedIn profiles? Usually half the people do.
At the school level.
At the school level.
See, that's interesting. I thought LinkedIn was only for business people.
No.
I did. I didn't get it. No. I didn't get it. Dinosaur. No. Dinosaur.
It's okay. Here's the caveat, though. How many of you really know how to use LinkedIn? One or two people. That's where the truth is. The truth in the how many of you really know how to use it. So LinkedIn requires usage, not just being out there putting information on, like Susie was saying. You don't just talk about what you were doing. There's a strategy and a behavior behind using it for business and an etiquette, and that's what I teach.
Awesome. Yes. I love that.
Okay. So, I mean, we got him on here. Yep. And Sue, the same thing. I think we brought.
And you know what? Another thing, you know, speaking about graduation and prepping them, this is something I'm trying to advocate. What is a perfect graduation gift to show that you believe in this graduate and their future and that you want to invest in their future? You buy them their domain name.
Along with a copy of Leveraging LinkedIn, the essential guide to building your network, career network by Ron Nash.
Here are the tools. Here's your domain for 10 years. Do something with it.
That's right.
I know you can.
And it
tells them immediately that you believe in their personal brand, and you want to teach them about that branding. You want to encourage it. You want to teach them the right way to get out into the business world and to make a positive name for themselves. But I think, you know, people say, I don't have to get so-and-so for the graduation, for, you know, somebody's having a new baby. Buy their kid the domain.
You are very practical.
That's very cool.
You're very practical.
I like it.
Brian, I wanted to answer something that you said that's very important. So the LinkedIn story happened with these I think, about five guys who were nerds up in the Silicon Valley, but they were technical guys. And the reason LinkedIn came about is they noticed, number one, whenever they changed jobs, they couldn't figure out where their buddies were. So they're like, how do we create an internet platform where we can actually figure out, when we change jobs, how to figure out where everybody is, right? Number two, I'm not good at marketing myself. How do we actually create a platform where it helps to market ourselves, right? And then number three, how do we make money with this thing?
Right. Number three. I mean, let's be real. I mean, I think here everybody cares, and, you know, money is obviously a factor that matters. But I think everyone that's in the studio and online.
It's a beautiful byproduct of creativity.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sure.
Exactly.
Right.
And money makes the world go round, unfortunately. Yeah. I would never want to raise a child, although I only have doggies, but or a dog now. But I would never want to raise a child to be so self-centered on materialistic things. I say that. I think it was something that I probably had to learn myself. Because I know when I was a kid, the only thing that mattered to me was that I had the OP shorts and I had the OP Japan. And then it went into Lacoste.
She remembers.
Yeah, she does. But I'm saying, then it went into the alligator and Lacoste. And they were like $30 a shirt then. And my parents would be like, I'm not spending $30 a shirt. And it'd be like, yes, you are. So, and I had wonderful parents. My mom, if you're listening, you know how much I love you. And I'm very glad to be here today, other than where we were scheduled to be. So the LinkedIn is something that we've got to have you back on, because I want really people to understand it. I want to talk more about social media. I want, and they could go on and on and on,
sure.
But we're not going to lose our other focuses of pop culture and all the fun stuff we do. We're still getting our celebrities on and stuff, but this stuff is important.
Sure.
I think Ron's a celebrity. I think Sue's
wow.
a celebrity.
He is. Trust
know?
Me,
think,
he is.
Look at
he channels Jimi Hendrix. I'm telling you.
I love that
the man's
part.
Amazing.
I love that part. I love that part. You know, and Sue's up in Portland, but it does not mean that she cannot help you with your needs, because she certainly can. She does amazing things with the web. Check her out at Susan Finch Solutions. What's the best way for people to get in contact with you, Sue? That are interested in checking you out?
It's just SusanFinch.com.
Wonderful. Great.
Okay. And we're going to have you on our website, and that's going to be going live soon. You'll be able to see what an incredible job she does, amazing job she does. And, of course, Ron, you're going to now be a part of that, along with Sandra Bernhard. And we've had Martita from the next Food Network star. We've got a lot
Ruben.
Of just... Ruben, Galvan,
yeah.
Kristen Mosteller, local. I mean, it's all about, for me, joy. And we're going to have some, there have been some times we've had some pretty heavy hours.
That's true.
There's been other times we've had hours that are like today, that are good for educational purposes. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn, I love that you have this book. I think it's amazing. I think what you do with the kids is amazing. I just really, I'm really behind that.
Thank you.
And I think that, you know, this offer that you've given, so hopefully they'll go to Dream Job University and be able to get
correct.
Your offer. I like that you're
I already
rock star
tweeted about
at heart
it, so.
And that you play.
Awesome.
Angie sings, and here's my talk show. And, you know, we've got Sue, what's your dig? She's an IC. Like, are you vegan? Speaking of Facebook and what you do, I'm trying to get it. Are you a nat, just more of like a farmer's market kind of gal, vegan? What are you at?
I like really good food that doesn't make me fat and kill my heart. Optimally, I'd be vegan, but my family won't permit it,
okay.
So I'm more of a pesco vegetarian.
Well, wait till you find out some other things that we eat and celebrate. We'll be right back, folks.
Awesome.
You know, I talk a lot about real estate on the show because real estate mistakes are very costly. Many of the people I hear from who are in bad situations with money have made at least one or more real estate mistakes in recent history. It's tough for me because I would have easily been able to help them avoid those mistakes if we had spoken sooner rather than later. This is why I urge anyone who is facing foreclosure, thinking about a short sale, or stuck in what I call the loan modification nightmare to call the real estate helpline today and get some free and honest advice before doing anything. You can also get a free home valuation and loan modification update as well. It's 888-888-0154. That's the phone number, 888-888-0154. 0154 or email online, MrCreditRadio.com.
If you have student loans, listen very carefully to this message. Student loan debt in America recently passed credit card debt as the number one debt held by Americans. The good news is Congress has taken action and there is now a program that can help you save money on your student loans. Call 877-927-6864 right now if you want to save money on your student loans. That's 877-927-6864. You can consolidate your student loans into one low monthly payment, get your deferment time renewed, and even get some of the principal balance forgiven in some cases. You can change the repayment plan as often as you need. There are experts in this program ready for your call. 877-927-6864. That's 877-927-6864. You can stretch your repayment term out from 10 years to as much as 30 years if you need. 877-927-6864 right now to save money on your student loans.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
I am playing this music deliberately a little longer. This is Sandra Bernhardt, one of our favorites of the show. You are on the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour, ESPN 1700 AM. You can listen online at sandiego1700.com. And we've got a great panel today. It's, again, the hour flies, always.
Every single time.
We just never get to exactly what we're going to do. But we had Ron Nash, who is going to join us again. I'm hoping we have Susan Finch.
Absolutely.
Who
here I am.
Hopefully she'll join us again when we have this kind of a panel. But I think it's been really good. And talking about, we've got to do our, for those that you're out there, we are, stay current with your X Factor. I know Julie's not here today, but Angie's here. And did you watch it?
I did. How about you?
I did. Did you see Brittany? She's gorgeous the one night.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stunning.
Did you have a problem the second night?
I thought the second night was the night she looked gorgeous, and the first night, which had that black thing with the silver, brocade, whatever it was, I thought she was way prettier the second night.
Okay. I just think she's fantastic. Demi Lovato, I really like both of them. They're doing a great job.
You know, two girls that have had a rough time have turned things around. And speaking of kids, speaking of support, speaking of role models.
That's right.
There are people that are going to have tough times, okay?
Yeah.
Period. End of story.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to say, you know, I've lived the last 47 years without ups and downs, but then that would just be a downright lie. I mean, come on.
What? Oh, we all have. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, everyone's had it, you know, their times in their life. So
there's character.
Well, it's got to.
And it's just creating, they're just doing, I think, so much for the show. They show great empathy for the contestants. They give really accurate, helpful, not just positive, but helpful feedback. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm glad because do you watch X Factor, Sue, or no? That's not a thing you do.
No, not a lot of TV time.
I love the voice.
I know you got the young ones. You're doing a great job. And you, being a music person, do you watch that at all?
Unfortunately, I don't. I have lots of other curricular activities that keep me busy.
Yes, I understand. That's what the DVR is for. So you got to stay up and just watch it. But it is interesting when you have kids. It's especially younger. How old are you?
But that's what DVR is for. Sorry.
I have an 11 and a 13.
So yeah, they keep you busy. And I think Sue's kids are like 9. How old is your daughter and son? Or are Sue?
Did we lose her? Sue? Oh, yeah.
I guess she's gone. Okay. Well, here we are.
Okay.
We'll hopefully get a way to stay in contact with her, but she's been great. I know we want to talk about internet etiquette, LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I have a great friend, Barb Gray. She's a realtor. She's been doing it for 30-plus years. And, you know, she has a LinkedIn profile, and one of her questions were, what's it going to do for me? She's like me,
sure.
Referral-based
mm-hmm.
kind of person. So we need to ask you these questions when we come back, because we only have a minute.
No
show's going to be over.
No worries.
X Factor, keep watching it. I think the talent's keeping developing. We'll keep an eye on those judges.
Sorry, I'm going to pitch The Voice, too. I love The Voice.
I know, and that's You're something awesome. Next week we'll definitely catch up on. We're going to get back with Martita and try to get her back on the show.
Yes.
Who are you rooting for on The Voice?
Anyone? Too many. There's too many absolutely fantastic. There's such fantastic talent. I haven't narrowed it down yet. I'm just enjoying it. You know, it's right. It's like,
right. Sure.
You know, it's my passion, and I'm soaking it up.
All right. Thank you again, sir. I appreciate it. Ron Nash, he's the author of LinkedIn, Leveraging LinkedIn, The Essential Guide to Building Your Career Network. Check it out. Get it on Amazon. Thank you for listening to the Brian Garrity Lifestyles Hour. We'll be back next Wednesday, and much love to everybody out there. Have
See
a great
buddy.
Week.